Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Batitatoekwe. In our top stories, traffic grinds to a halt between Bonepupa and Yabasi in Kam Division of the Littoral following a landslide that occurred in the early hours of today. Governor Samuel Dieudonne Vahadibua has prohibited heavy-duty vehicles from plying the stretch until further notice. Out of Cameroon, Thailand's prime minister has been dismissed by the country's constitutional court for grossly violating ethics by appointing a minister who is an ex-convict. And in sports, Volcan of the Noon today take on Union Sportive of Abongbang in one of two semi-final matches to determine the finalists of the 2024 National Interpols. Up next is the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. A landslide which occurred in the early hours of Wednesday due to heavy downpour on the Bonepupa Yabasi stretch has disrupted circulation. Littoral Regional Governor Samuel Dieudonne Vahadibua has ordered a temporary halt on the movement of heavy-duty trucks on the stretch. A technical mission from the Ministry of Public Works is en route to Douala to evaluate damage caused and take emergency measures to reinstate traffic flow in the area. From the 20th to the 24th of August 2024, EDEA in the Sanaga Maritime Division of the Littoral Region will host the 8th edition of the ICT Camp, the event which will take place under the slogan Artificial Intelligence, Opportunity and Challenges for a Patriotic Youth will bring together 1,000 youths from the division and its environs. Preparations ahead of the event are on course while registration continues. And the National Center for the Development of Computer Sciences, CENAD, is carrying out training for data analysts from public and private sectors to help them mitigate the risk of information hacking. The training emphasizes the importance of adhering to legal provisions on data protection as outlined in various laws in Cameroon. Participants have been told that challenges in data protection include inadequate legal frameworks, insufficient infrastructure, and the need to train individuals to raise awareness about data centers. And this press release, for several weeks, there has been a spat of unfounded claims circulating that the National Hydrocarbons Corporation, SNH, the state-owned company responsible for developing the country's oil and gas resources, is selling off Cameroon's oil. SNH strongly condemns these baseless claims, which aim to undermine the credibility of a company whose leadership under Mr. Adolphe Modiki, the executive general manager, has consistently prioritized the best interest of the state in a challenging business environment. Despite the volatile nature of the international oil market, driven by supply and demand, SNH, which markets three types of crude oil, has occasionally achieved cargo sales prices above the Brent, its benchmark crude. Out of the 341 transactions completed between 2010 and 2023, 23% were concluded with a positive differential of up to 1%. Two-thirds were finalized with a negative differential of up to $5 US per barrel, a worst against reference price ranging from $112 to $40 US. However, in 2020, like the oil industry as a whole, SNH felt the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. In the early months of 2020, numerous countries implemented measures to mitigate the pandemic spread, such as lockdowns and travel restrictions, which triggered an unprecedented collapse in global crude oil demand. The resulting oversupply drove prices to levels unseen since 2002. From January to April 2022, Brent crude oil's value plummeted by three quarters from $69 to $18 US per barrel. The West Texas Intermediate, a key U.S. benchmark, experienced a historic turndown, with price falling to $40.32 US on April 2023 due to a lack of buyers and storage capacity. SNH faced a similar predicament, constrained by storage limits and the looming threat of halting production amidst declining prices. Consequently, SNH was compelled to sell a cargo of 40 60,000 barrels of Ebome crude oil to Vitol at 34% discount on a June 2020 delivery contract. In any case, SNH wishes to reassure the public that this transaction represents, to date, the sole instance of a cargo sold at such a discount rate. Visit our website for more information on this topic on www.snh.cm. And we take you out of Cameroon, where Zambia's former First Lady, Maureen Wanawaza, has died at the age of 61. Reports from family members say she died of a short illness at a hospital in the capital, Lusaka. The former First Lady was married to the country's third president, Levi Mwanawaza, who served from 2002 until his death in 2008. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister of Thailand, Srettha Thavisin, has been dismissed by the country's constitutional court for gross violation ethics by appointing a minister who had served a jail term. Srettha, a real estate tycoon, becomes the fourth prime minister in 16 years to be dismissed by the same court for failing to perform his duty with integrity. His exit less than a year in power means parliament must convene to choose a new premier, with the prospect of more uncertainty in a country dogged for decades by coups and court rulings that have brought down military governments and political parties. And in sports, finalists of the 2024 National Interpols will be known this Friday, when Volcan of the Noon will take on Union Sportive of Abombang and Mintak FC of the Upper Senegal against Atlantic FC of Kribi in two semi-final matches. The fixtures of the round of last four were made known yesterday after the four matches played at Oja and Bankomo. Volcan of the Noon picked the last semi-final ticket after beating Atlantic FC of Kribi 4-2. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRT this afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
And you're welcome back. Traffic has been paralyzed on the Douala-Yabassi Highway following a landslide that swept away a portion of the newly constructed stretch between Bonepupa and Yabassi. The landslide that occurred at about 4 a.m. today trapped a pickup heading towards Douala. The governor of the littoral region, Samuel Dieudonné Vahadibua, who was on the site to evaluate the situation, announced emergency measures to reinstate traffic flow, including the suspension of heavy-duty vehicles from plying the highway. Pontianus Lawong tells us more.
An estimated 25 meters of the newly constructed road, a stone's throw from the Bonepupa 2 junction, have been swept away into the valley, interrupting traffic between Yabassi in Kam Division and Douala. A pickup vehicle heading towards Douala at about 4 a.m. this Wednesday was trapped in the landslide, and eyewitnesses say no serious injuries were recorded. The governor of the littoral region, Samuel Dieudonné Vahadibua, who was on the field to evaluate the situation, has assured the population that emergency measures are being taken to reinstate traffic flow.
The rainy season in the littoral region is one of the cause of this destroy of roads, and we can say that the government have already taken some measures because the engines are already coming to intervene in this place. But before that, we have an emergency case to make the small vehicle to pass while the trucks will wait a bit.
Officials of the Littoral Regional Delegation of Public Works have disclosed that a technical mission from the ministry has been dispatched from Yaoundé to seek temporal and, why not, long-term solutions to the problem. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Bonepupa.
The National Center for the Development of Computer Sciences, known by its French acronym as CENADI, is educating data analysts from the public and private administrations on how to mitigate the risk of information hack. The training should incite participants to stick to legal provisions on data protection found on several laws in Cameroon. Belinda Shaw reports on the importance of such an exercise.
The increased use of digital platforms requires the collection and storage of a wide range of personal data. Thus, Some websites, commercial companies, public entities, healthcare establishments, and others often hold valuable information in digital form on their customers or users. Protecting such data has become a major regulatory and legislative concern in Cameroon. Mve Chantal is the director of the National Center for the Development of Computer Sciences.
The challenges in data protection is the laws and the infrastructure and the training of persons. We need to sensitize to know what is behind software, hardware, training data centers.
The approach towards regulating data protection is sector-specific, and this requires continuous training to help statisticians from both public and private sectors keep abreast of applicable laws, mostly covering data relating to electronic communications. Nantin Emmanuel is an entrepreneur.
With the globalization, it's easy to find people's data. So with this workshop, we will know how to manage, how to keep people's data so that it should not be exposed.
Cameroon, through the competent services of the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications, is drafting a bill that will govern the collection, processing, transmitting, storage, and use of data.
Belinda Shaw reporting. The latest graduates of the Marwa National Zootechnical and Veterinary Center have been enjoined to be extra disciplined and hardworking for a smooth socio-professional integration. The Secretary General of the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Jaji Manu Gidado, dished out the piece of advice in Marwa during the graduation ceremony of the 2024 batch of assistant and senior animal health professionals. Henry Tatoe Kambi reports from CRTV Far North.
After 24 months of rigorous theoretical and practical training, the 337 laureates of the Marwa National Zootechnical and Veterinary Center are now ready to face the job market.
We are ready. We have acquired a lot of knowledge and this will help us do a good job indeed.
I've learned how to take care of species like cattle, goats and birds. I'm ready to help the population.
To the director of the center, Babagona Musa, the graduates have been equipped with appropriate skills on animal health for a smooth socio-professional integration.
They can become entrepreneurs in their domains and create job opportunities for other youths, set up a good business plan, and get financial support for their activities.
While presiding over the graduation ceremony, the Secretary General of the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Jaji Manu Gidado, enjoined the veterinary technicians to be hardworking and apply the skills acquired to enhance socioeconomic development in the nation. Marwa, Henry Tatoe Kambi, CLTV.
The implementation of the Universal Health Coverage Scheme has enabled more patients under dialysis to be attended to at Ngaoundere Hemodialysis Center in the Adamawa region. According to officials of the center, due to the subsidized cost of treatment, patients from Chad and the Central African Republic are also receiving treatments there. To enable the center to respond to the ever-increasing demand by patients, the Ministry of Public Health is currently carrying out preventive maintenance of the ultra-modern technical equipment, as Ayuk John Ashu reports from Ngaoundere.
Operational since January 2023, the Ngaoundere Hemodialysis Center has been in service non-stop with an increase in patients' attendance since the implementation of the Universal Health Coverage Scheme by the Minister of Public Health. Dr. Umaru Musa is the head of the center.
We had about 137 people who undergo hemodialysis session in our center. We have 100% of our machines, which are very functional.
Meanwhile, preventive maintenance of the state-of-the-art facility is carried out twice a year for greater efficiency, as Platin Loyen, currently leading the technical team for the purpose, explains.
For the dialysis generator, we are going to carry out replacement of certain parts, even though they have not yet broken down, but we will replace them. And then after that, we will move to the stage of testing, meaning we analyze the internal hydraulics, electronics of the equipment. For dialysis generators, we have 11 of them, and for the water treatment system, it's one water treatment system.
Patients under dialysis are unanimous that the subsidized cost of treatment is a great relief. Ngaundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
A partnership agreement to enforce the smooth organization of the third edition of the Banana and Plantain Festival to take place this December has been signed in Yaoundé. The agreement was signed between the Cameroon Association of Banana and Plantain Actors, headed by Tony Obam, and the CRTV, led by its Director General Charles Ndongo. The signing ceremony took place at the CRTV's production center in Balachu in the presence of the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobi, who expressed optimism at a boost in the sector. Take a listen.
It's not every day that agriculture is in front of the mass media, and I think it's the very icon of the press. The banana plantain sector is a very, very important sector for our food security, economy, for our youth and women employment. And we are facing some challenges like post-harvest losses because of the lack of storage structure like cooling room, process unit, and we have lack of seedling. We need improved seedling in order to increase the productivity and production to achieve our objective to produce 10 million tons per year. We need about a yield of 16 tons per hectare. And we are confident that with those young men of the Association of Banana Planters and their dynamism, we can achieve our objective, give a new impetus in this subsector.
That was Minister Gabriel Mbairobi speaking there to our reporter Ngo Henry. 60 young Cameroonians have received some equipment after completing a baking and pastry course in line with government's program to economically empower the youth. The materials were handed over to the youth today during a ceremony in Nkolda, chaired by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, who encouraged the beneficiaries to align with government's substitution policy. Helen Nwidine reports.
They have to embark on a venture that promotes made in Cameroon products, and the young people were selected from the 10 regions of the country, 6 from each giving a total of 60. One of them, Gilbert Bonte, is already looking forward to becoming an employer.
I'm very impressed. I can start preparing myself because I'm going to have an industry. And in my division, which youth need to empower themselves, I will be able to reduce the numbers of those who are not working by creating employment.
The Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futsu has emphasized the importance of the project beneficiaries staying aligned with the objective of the Youth Empowerment Program, promising that the government will continue pursuing the policy of promoting young entrepreneurs as well as ensuring that their political and socio-economic inclusion is on a good footing.
Over 1,000 school children in Boya have received didactic materials and other items to help prepare them for back to school. The donation was made by a non-governmental organization, Pinorich Foundation, to improve on the level of education, especially for the underprivileged children. Details with Ngo Baleba, Sophie Ebe.
The over 1,000 children of nursery, primary and secondary schools in the region receive school items such as books, bags and other didactic material. The donation from the Pinorich Foundation is aimed at helping the underprivileged children study comfortably.
Grace Bayachasi, owner of Pinorich Foundation. We're doing a back-to-school event and we focus on every child in the community. We have a strategy where those who are really struggling have the entire resources, and then we have also books for those who attend the event. So we went to math, English and French textbooks and workbooks. Just want them to be able to be in school and learn.
The beneficiaries expressed gratitude to the foundation for their kind gesture.
I have 8 children.
Gando Gordon Brown Manga. And I have to thank Pinorich for books, helping kids who do not have parents.
The event, which was graced with the presence of the traditional council from Bokwai village, ended with merrymaking. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV.
Some young girls in Yaoundé are using the holiday period to gain skills in various income-generating activities, from sewing and hairdressing to other vocational training. These girls are seizing the opportunity to become financially independent and boost their confidence. Journalism student on internship Jessica Nda has been finding out their reasons for learning these traits and the benefits thereof. She put together the following report.
The sound of sewing machines humming in some tailoring workshops in Yaoundé, where apprentices are keeping themselves busy instead of idling at home this holiday period. The young girls and their peers learning other trades say they have various reasons for choosing to gain a skill.
I was inspired to learn this trade because it helped me to develop valuable skills and take control of my own career path.
It was firstly the love for the art of baking. Secondly, I saw people's works and I really desired to be able to produce something as such.
To some, such trainings serve as a gateway to financial stability and self-reliance.
What motivated me to take this training is because I want to have a skill that can make me own a business of my own and also to be able to contribute to economic growth.
I desire to be financially independent, to assist my parents, my tutors, not to be so demanding about everything.
As the long holiday comes to an end, some of the young girls hope to return to school, while others look forward to starting up a business of theirs.
Journalism student on internship Jessica Nda reporting there.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Drones are transforming industries like agriculture, filmmaking, real estate, and creating countless new jobs and economic opportunities. The unmanned aerial vehicles have brought significant benefits in a variety of industries, thereby encouraging more youth to join the sector. Colette Jani reports.
Drones are already being used across a range of sectors in Cameroon, including agriculture, construction, health, and videography services. Aben Ngomukwele runs a drone company in Kumba.
We currently have a major drone, which is 4K. We also source for utility drone, which is used to spray crops and also to do GPS mapping of farms. We source drones for sale, like based on a customer or a client's requirement.
The price tag of drone services, Albert says, depends on the sector to be covered.
We provide services for wedding, crusades, parties where they need aerial view. For construction, we do save the pay per sessions. And usually, our sessions go as high as 200,000 during the day and for the night, 400. We also rent this drone. However, before the person rents, the person has to give a serious cushion that can actually cover in the circumstance that the drone actually falls into the sea or it gets lost, because our drones go as far as 50 kilometers on surface and as far as 1,000 kilometers in the air.
According to the Drone Industry Insight, the global drone market is expected to reach $41.3 billion by 2026, bringing significant benefits to businesses in a variety of industries.
Cameroon has made significant strides in the drone industry, leveraging its talented young people to explore new opportunities for wealth creation. But is the country poised to tackle the challenge ahead? Bertrand Somba provides some insights on Cameroon's readiness for this endeavor.
The use of drones for commercial purposes in Cameroon has become a significant opportunity for young entrepreneurs. The assembly of these miniature devices is creating new jobs, while the marketing is opening up a new market. Currently, the most common use of drones is for crowd-pulling events coverage, such as marriages and festivals. But drones have proven to be highly beneficial in agriculture, mapping, surveillance, and delivery services. Their use can enhance operational efficiency, reduce cost, and help protect the environment by minimizing physical travel. Despite the proven economic potential of this technology, however, it has not yet become fully integrated into our societal norms and system. Criticisms mainly revolve around the complexities and length of administrative procedures required for drone authorization and permits, deterring many potential users. Efforts are needed to adapt the newly established regulations to be more flexible, accessible, and tailored to users' needs. This adaptation will help drive innovation in the sector. Stakeholders' training is a significant yet unexplored challenge. The immediate future of drones appears uncertain, with hopes pinned on its integration into daily practices for long-term growth.
The Bank of Central African State says the cotton sector will experience a significant increase in its overall production by the end of September. The announcement is contained in the institution's economic forecast test for the third quarter of 2024. Rigobert Mania has read through the document and now sums up the key points in this report.
In the CEMAC economic forecast test for the third quarter of 2024, where cotton in Cameroon is tipped to experience increased production compared to the same period in 2023, the regional financial institution attributes the increase to endogenous and exogenous factors. The forecast has highlighted that an improvement in the climate of confidence with producer groups, the availability of inputs in time, despite their high cost, and the introduction of new varieties of seeds with better yields are some of the agents pushing this positive move. Cameroon's cotton sector is also ready to benefit from the falling value of the Naira, Nigeria's legal tender. It is estimated that the 40% drop in the value of the Nigeria legal tender experienced since the beginning of the year will help cotton dealers to find no motivation in swindling the product to the neighboring country apart from selling to Sode Coton, a situation which will also account for checks and balances in the total production within the last quarter of 2024.
In sports, Mintak FC from the Upper Sanaga will confront Atlantic FC of Kribi, while Volcan of the Noon will clash with Union Sportive of Abongbang in the semifinals of the 2024 National Interpols at Bankomo and Oja. The full fixtures of the semis were made known yesterday after day five matches of that tournament at the CAF Center of Excellence in Bankomo and at the Fekafo Training Center at Oja. Ben Collins Nui Beriwa revisits the results and projects into the semifinals.
Despite their 1-0 defeat by Botafogo of Douala, Mintak Football Club from the Upper Sanaga maintained the top spot in Group A. The Central Regional Representatives have 9 points ahead of Union Sportive of Abongbang that were held to a goalless draw by Sporting Football Club of Marwa that managed just 2 draws in 5 outings. Mintak Football Club and Union Sportive of Abongbang qualified from Group A to the detriment of Botafogo of Douala, Options Sport of Bamenda and Sporting of Marwa. Unprecedented twist occurred in Group B when Volcan Football Club of the Noon overpowered leaders Atlantic FC of Kribi 4-2 to take over the driving seat. Before this Tuesday's matches, Volcan was third behind Atlantic of Kribi and Krimi Football Club of Garwa, who are going back home after a second consecutive failed attempt at the Interpols. The representatives of the North region are leaving the tournament in pains alongside Girondins of Goundéri and Buya United that recorded the worst performance, 4 defeats in 4 outings. Mintak Football Club have thus grabbed a chance to fight for a ticket against Atlantic of Kribi to Elite Championship. Volcan of the Noon and Union Sportive of Abongbang, who were all in Yaoundé for the 2023 Interpools, will battle for the second ticket. The 4 teams are just 90 minutes away from elite football, but only the finalists will go through.
And that's a wrap on CRTV's afternoon edition. My name is Doris Batitatoekwe. Coralie Laetitia Emini has a summary of the news in French. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi à tous. Dans la région du littoral, la circulation sur l'axe Bonépou-Payabassi est actuellement perturbée en raison d'un éboulement de terrain survenu il y a quelques heures sur cet axe routier. La nature du sol et l'action nocive des fortes pluies qui se sont abattues sur la localité sont évoquées comme principales causes de cet incident. Le gouverneur du littoral sur place est allé s'enquérir de la situation. Samuel Dieudonné Iva Diboa a instruit l'arrêt temporaire de la circulation des gros porteurs sur ce corridor. Le ministre de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique, Mounouna Foutsou, a présidé ce jour à Yaoundé la cérémonie de remise d'équipements matériels aux 60 jeunes issus de la phase pilote de formation au métier de boulanger. C'était au centre de réarmement moral civique et entrepreneurial de Kolda, une initiative qui s'inscrit dans la mise en œuvre du plan triennal spécial jeunes. Le Centre national de développement de l'informatique à Yaoundé a organisé ce matin un atelier de sensibilisation. Objectif, amener les agents publics à prendre conscience de la nécessité de protéger les données. En ouvrant les travaux, le secrétaire général du ministère des Finances, Gilbert Didier Edouard, a appelé les participants venus de plusieurs départements ministériels à être des vecteurs de bonnes pratiques en matière de gestion des données au sein des administrations. En sport, le professeur Narcisse Moelle-Kambi, ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique, préside dès 16h à la salle des conférences de son département ministériel la cérémonie de remise de la médaille de commandeur de l'Ordre de la Valeur à M. Joël Hans Embiid, joueur de basketball de la NBA et médaillé d'or aux Jeux Olympiques Paris 2024 avec l'équipe américaine de basketball. Et toujours en sport, football Interpool 2024, Mintact contre Atlantique et Volcan contre Union Sportive d'Abamban. C'est le carré d'as des demi-finales du tournoi constitué hier à l'issue des matchs de la cinquième journée. Les vainqueurs des demi-finales accéderont en élite chou. Et le sport qui referme le condensé des nouvelles en français, merci de l'avoir suivi.